Good morning, everyone. Mary Griffith's show is underway, and we had a really long community calendar. I don't apologize for that. I think it's an important part of what we do here at WTAD. Another very important part of what we do here at WTAD is we try to promote local non-for-profits. So Shelley Steinkamp is here. Now, by day, she's a meek, mild insurance agent. But, you know, sometimes when she's not busy doing that, she finds time to volunteer for the Teresa Adams Home. So we're so glad she is here today. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show.
Thank you, Mary. It's always great to be here.
Always great to be here. And the great thing about Shelley Willard, no matter how beautiful she is, she'll always still be older than me. So I consider
that is true, but not much.
Not much. That's true.
Maybe a year.
But it'll always be true as far as I'm concerned. The Teresa Adams Home, it used to be called the Hospitality House. Some people liken it to like a Ronald McDonald House. It's a little bit different than that, but it's a place where people can come and get overnight lodging in Quincy if they're here for any medical purpose. That could be visiting somebody in the hospital, visiting a child at Chaddock School, visiting somebody at the Illinois Veterans Home, or it could be somebody who's doing an outpatient surgery and they can't drive themselves home, so they need to stay an extra day in Quincy because they've driven from a long way. So it's basically like a hotel, but it's sure not as expensive as a hotel. And it suits the needs of people who need medical assistance who are supporting those who are in the hospital or need medical assistance. Did I kind of give a good idea, or do you need to flesh that out a bit?
No, that's correct. And in fact, we are getting more and more compliments as our house is now, several years old, and it is beautiful. And things are up and running, and the volunteers, we have wonderful volunteers. Of course, we're looking for more, which is another reason I'm here this morning. But, for $40 a night, everyone says it is just the best place to be.
And I just recently went and visited four hotels in Quincy to decide which one would host our family reunion. Mm-hmm. All of them had great advantages. But I will say this, the Quincy Hospitality House, I wish we could have our family reunion there because you guys have the best. You got a big meeting space.
Nice.
It's very, it's luxurious, but it's not over the top because mostly what people need is a place that they're close to their loved one and they just need to come home, get a shower, change their clothes, grab a nap, and they're going to be right back at the hospital. So what you want is cleanliness, a good bed, a washing machine, a place to have a meal, you know, even if it's carry out, whatever. It's just that emergency respite. I've had to use that. Our family has had to use that before, not here in Quincy, somewhere else, obviously. And once you've had that experience of being helped by a group like the Hospitality House, like the Teresa Adams House,
right,
you'll never forget how important it is. So what kind of volunteers are you looking for?
Well, currently we have 90 volunteers. We have wonderful volunteers who really enjoy what they do. And our goal this year is to reach 115 volunteers. And basically, a typical volunteer shift runs from 8 to 12, 12 to 4, and 4 to 8. They help with check-ins. They help show the people around the facility. They fill out the registration form. They just basically are there as support for the people when they come in. And we have wonderful volunteers. And I tell you, it's a great way to give back to your community, but it's also a way to meet the other great volunteers and to just welcome people to the facility. So it's people enjoy it. Our volunteers are really happy people.
It's like being a front desk clerk or a concierge at a major hotel. You get to say, "Oh, now here's our snack room, and here's here's our laundry," and but when you show them the rooms, I bet people are just blown away because they're all handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. They're all gorgeous. Everything's brand new, and I mean, again, I want to tell you, we didn't care where. I mean, when we were in desperate need and Chicago Masonic Hospital said, "Well, we have something here," it was nice, but we didn't care. I mean, we just like, oh, good, we're going to be here. We're going to be in the same building. We're going to be close to the loved one who is critically ill. And you're just such a relief comes over you. Oh, thank you. Somebody's going to take care of me.
It's true. And the volunteers, they'll help stock the
You can push that little button down if you have to clear your throat there. See that little cough drop there? See that little red thing?
Wow, wow.
If you have to clear your throat, you just push that down. It'll mute your mic.
The things I'm learning, I might as well come on more often now that I'm learning this.
My vacation replacement.
You need a sidekick. Oh, a vacation replacement.
Yeah.
That's true. We'd have to coordinate our vacations, though.
Okay.
Anyway, but going to stocking the kitchen, there are some things that we're in need of as well as volunteers. And, of course, you can always go to our Facebook page or you can call our house at 217-228-3022. But we're looking for items like laundry detergent, coffee, Swifter wet and dusting pads, disinfectant spray, disinfectant wipes, liquid hand soap, shaving cream and razors, toothpaste, and then since we do stock food items there, we like to have chips, granola bars, you know, pudding, oatmeal cups, oatmeal.
Individual things
are things that can be microwavable that are okay on the shelf for a while. We need insulated coffee cups. We need dryer sheets, single serving insulated coffee cups. I mentioned that. And creamers, the little creamer pods. So there's a lot of items that we need. But if you can't get to the store to get those items or think, well, I'd just rather make a donation, we're happy to take a donation as well. You know, the volunteers go out and we purchase the items. So a donation is great.
So if you like to shop,
right,
and you don't have enough to shop for yourself and you like to spend time in the grocery store, you could volunteer at the Teresa Adams house and could go out and get the list of things they need for that week or something like that.
Well, and there's another thing I forgot to mention that's really a lot of people travel like you and me, and you go to those hotels and you don't use the shampoo, you don't use the conditioner, you don't use the body soap, whatever the case may be. Those items are great. We love to have those. That's what we use at the house. So if you have a stock, and I just saw someone the other day that had a stock of those in their bathroom, you know, we'd be happy to use those as well.
I was going to say, I have a tendency never to want to throw anything away and to have it go to waste. So I have lots and lots of little unopened bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and lots of little unopened bars of soap from different places. Now, a lot of hotels are going to the system on the wall, so
right,
they don't have that anymore.
That's
but
true.
If you do go to a place that has that, when you bring those back, just start a little shoebox and put all that stuff in there that you know that the hospitality house could use, and then drop it off sometime. They're open during the daytime. Well, they're open all the time, but, I mean, they don't want you coming at 3 o'clock in the morning. But it's just like a hotel, except it's not just like a hotel. You're escorted to and from Blessing Hospital by security patrol if you have to go in the middle of the night and stuff like that. Because, again, it's not here for pleasure. It's here for convenience of those who really need this kind of help. And so if you have a hard spot, you know, for folks who are in medical distress, this would be a great way for you to volunteer your time.
It would. And, you know, youth volunteers are another thing. So if there is someone at college and they're going to QU or wherever and they want some experience, I think this would be an excellent place for them to volunteer. And I think they'll be surprised at how things work. I mean, what a great experience that would be and how great that is on your resume to have that volunteer experience.
You go out and get a job in the hospitality industry here in Quincy. And if you can say, well, for 2 years or whatever, I ran the front desk 3 days a week or 3 days a month or whatever at the hospitality house, and I had to check in people and I had to see that their needs were met. I had to make sure that the rooms were clean. I had to, you know, make sure that every staff member had done what they were supposed to do. Not that you're the manager, but everybody that volunteers there has to watch out for themselves and for the next person, because, you know, when volunteers are put in charge of a project, sometimes, through no fault of their own, they cannot complete that task that day. So you always have to come behind and use those management skills to make sure nothing ever runs out. So it's a great way to use your brain.
It is. And another thing I want to mention, and I take advantage of this, is the Blessing Wellness Center, which is so, so wonderful. Oh, my goodness. That facility is such a beautiful facility, and they even have lunches, which I get like every Tuesday. I order really nice, healthy lunches. Jan Kemps is in charge of that. But that is such a great facility, and you get to use that when you become a volunteer. So when you go by, and you can stop by, you don't have to call. If you're just in the neighborhood of Blessing Hospital and you want to stop by the house, you know, go up, ring our doorbell. A volunteer will greet you. They can show you around. They can tell you, you know, firsthand what they do and how much they enjoy it. And then go out to the Blessing Wellness Center and see what that facility is all about. You know, there's a lot of different places to volunteer at Blessing, but I have to say, you know, the house is just, well, near and dear to my heart, but it's very special, and it's a great place for you to put in your time.
You are very much appreciated. Is it free to use the Blessing Wellness Center if you're a volunteer?
Yes.
Wow. That is a perk that is really phenomenal.
It's huge. And if you haven't gone, you should at least go creep and look in the windows, because it's big. It's beautiful. They keep food and snack items and just really nice things in the refrigerator. Like I say, I order their meals and they are delicious. And it's a great way to pick up an easy lunch. And the people out there, again, are so warm and welcoming. It's one of Blessing's traits, like when they train their volunteers. That's how they train us to be warm and welcoming, you know, to always greet people with a smile, to walk everywhere with a smile. So,
yeah, the difference between, you know, a hotel patron and a Teresa Adams House patron is one is there for business or for recreational tourism pleasure. Mm-hmm. When they're coming into your facility, they're either suffering a little bit themselves because they've had an outpatient procedure and now they have to rest for 24 hours before they can drive back home.
Right.
Or they are somebody who got a call that we never want to get from the emergency room saying, mm-hmm. you know, your child or whatever was in a car accident and this right. is Blessing Hospital in Quincy, Illinois. If you get here, please get here, and we will mm-hmm. put you up for the night at the mm-hmm. Teresa Adams home. And that is so comforting. As I said, I've had that experience of not knowing, arriving at a hospital at midnight
right.
and not knowing where you're going to spend the night and, frankly, not caring. Like,
right.
sleep on the floor in the lobby. We don't mm-hmm. care. Our focus was to get there and mm-hmm. to assess the situation for the loved one that was critically ill,
right.
who did survive, by the way.
Well, good.
But, you know, it was such a relief when they said, there's a place to stay here tonight, right,
right
here in the hospital. And Teresa Adams House is not under the same roof as Blessing, but it's very close, and it's escorted
right.
at night if you need escort from security.
It is. I don't know that people realize, but not only do we take care of Blessing or any health facility in
Quincy Medical
Quincy,
Group.
Right, correct. But the Illinois Veterans Home, as well as people coming in town for, you know, funerals. So it's a place, and people are there. You know, if you want to talk, if you want to visit, there's a really, really nice, comfortable, I don't want to call it a community area, but you know, a family area where people can sit, they can visit, they can watch TV, but they can have a little social area. They don't have to stay in their room if they don't want to be alone. You know, there's someone there. So I think that's a nice feature of the home, too. We have a nice big area where people can walk, and they're safe to walk around the campus, too. You know, it's just a block and a half, a block to the cancer center, so it's very, very close.
Lots of great activities. So today you definitely need volunteers. Describe a volunteer. How old are they? What do they look like? What color hair do they have? What color eyes do they have? What does a volunteer look like at Quincy Hospitality House and Teresa Adams House?
We have every age.
Men
and women. And we have a lot of people that come as friends. You know, like two friends or a husband and wife.
They want to work together and spend
some
time together.
They work together, sure. And they come and they enjoy that time together. So we have a lot of, I'll call them teams or whatever. And what's interesting is once they sign up to become a volunteer, they usually stay on for a very, very, very long time, you know, because they do enjoy it and because they become a part of the family, the house family, you know. You know, there's a bit of a learning curve, but it goes so fast and quick, and right away you just feel a part of it. And I've done it myself, so I know. I'm just not a board member. I've been a volunteer at the house as well. So I know, like, when I welcome people, what a joy it's been. You know, a gentleman that came in and had some surgery, and he was only there to take a shower and to rest for a couple of hours before he could drive home. You know, I've had other people that showed up on the spur of the moment, and we always have supplies for them to use. So it's a good feeling. But seriously, our volunteers, they could be any age whatsoever. I mean, we welcome everyone. And like I said, the young college students, that would be a great opportunity for them as well.
And they're close enough they could walk down to Blessings Campus from QU.
Absolutely. You know, or ride their bicycle.
Or ride your bike. That's not a long haul for them. I wouldn't be doing it, but they can do it. And the great thing about it is, like, Blessing takes care of the major housekeeping and the stuff like that. But
right.
They still need people to maybe Swiffer the room, you know, keep it undusty, maybe wipe off the surfaces, maybe make sure that if somebody needs help with laundry, that you show them where the soap is and where everything is. So there's some, if you like light housekeeping, if you really like to rearrange things and keep things clean and uncluttered, perfect place for you, organizing cabinets, like you said. But mostly it's just organization and being that friendly person who's there to say, what is it you need?
Mm-hmm.
If you need someone to talk to, I'm here. If you need privacy in your room, fine. You know, if you need a bar of soap, because, you know, you didn't bother, you just got in the car and started coming.
Right.
You know, you didn't worry because you were so worried about your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people make a little bit better plan. You know, if they're visiting at the Illinois Veterans Home, they're a little bit more planned out. So they may say, well, where's a good place to eat or something like that? So you really do get to be a concierge.
Right. And we do have a list of places for people to eat or whatever their needs might be. We have lots of lists for them to look at. And I might want to mention, too, that, of course, I've always been on fundraising for the house, which is so much fun. I mean, we get to raise money for such a wonderful cause, but we also have so much fun doing it. So if a volunteer was so inclined, they could certainly help on our committee. And we're always welcoming ideas for new fundraisers. And we have a lot of volunteers that come to our fundraisers. You know, the bags tournament that we have in the fall down at the dock, or now it's Bar Olympics, I should say, and then our holiday social event, which is huge in December, which is so much fun. And many of our volunteers come for those events, or they volunteer to help at those events.
So if you like that kind of thing, you can call the Teresa Adams Hospitality House. If someone wants to volunteer today and they're not quite sure what would fit there, but they can say, here's things I like to do, can you place me in a slot and give me free access to the Blessing Wellness Center so I can work out and get healthy in 2025, how can they give you guys a call?
217-228-3022. And anyone that answers the phone will be happy to help you.
228-3022. There's probably a minimum age. I mean, like children. I mean,
so high school students could come in and they could help with, like, if we're sending out a mailing, those sort of
help
things.
Help with the
otherwise,
adult
18,
supervision.
Correct,
18 and older for most of, like, the concierge.
But absolutely, if we have students in high school that want to help, oh my goodness, we can certainly find things for them to do. So we would welcome them if they need service hours. You know, I know my children at Quincy Notre Dame always needed service hours, and it's a great way to get your foot in the door and get some great service hours.
Folks, I hope you never, ever need to use the Teresa Adams Home or the Hospitality House, as it used to be called. I hope that never is part of your experience. But if it ever is part of your experience, you'll be forever grateful. So if you can make a cash donation, or if you can volunteer your time, call 228-3022 and keep listening to WTAD, because every time they have a fundraiser, we let them know about it. Shelley, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you.
We've got to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative to see what's happening up there with our farm markets. It's 9:43. We're about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. The Mary Griffith Show rolls on, sponsored by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Boy, everybody wants to be third ward alderman. I thought it must pay more than the other wards. But on February 25th, folks can go to the polls. There are four people running in the Republican primary. One of them is with me today, Tim Lohmeyer. And so I guess my first question to you, as it is to everybody who wants to be in elected office, Tim, welcome.
Thank you.
Why do you want to run as third ward alderman, and then why should people vote for you?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for letting me have...
No problem.
For having me on your show. The reason that I am running for this is several of the citizens in my ward asked me to help voice their opinion.
Okay.
And I've lived in that ward since I was 5. I still live in that ward next to my mom. So I know several of the people that live in the ward. And they asked me if I would help them out and voice in their opinion. And I said, yeah, I would be happy to you know, support, you know, whatever they want having done.
And that's an important job of an alderman, is to be that constituent representative. What makes you think you'll be better? Because there is an incumbent running. So usually when an incumbent's running and he has 3 challengers, mm-hmm. there, you know, people can perceive they must not be too happy with that. So why? What do you think the incumbent has not been doing that you would be doing? How would you be a better representative for Third Ward?
Well, again, I would represent what the people ask for. Some people have made issues that phones haven't been answered. I pledge that I will answer my phone if you call. I've been walking the streets, putting out my name. Had a gentleman ask me the other night, will you answer my phone if I call? And I said yes, and I actually live right across from you. And you know where I live because my name's on my truck. So that's yes.
Okay, so responsiveness is what you're looking for.
Yes, ma'am.
You brought an advocate here. Sheriff Tony Grotens is here. Why are you endorsing Mr. Lohmeyer for Third Ward Alderman?
Well, thank you, Mary. Yes, I am. Tim and I have known each other for many years.
Even though you look about 50 years older than him, but that's okay.
I've had a rough life. Sometimes too rough. But actually, Tim and I have been friends a long time, and I live in that ward. So I do believe that Tim can meet the needs of the constituents that he wanted to serve. I believe it, or I wouldn't be here.
Right.
Right?
What are some of the biggest problems facing the city of Quincy? You're out there knocking doors. You're hearing about things that people are dissatisfied with. What do you think some of the items will be on your agenda if you survive the primary and then become the Third Ward Alderman?
The big issues of what people are saying is streets, infrastructure. So that would be a big focus on that. Obviously, taxes are the next thing that people are looking into. And also with sewer and water prices going up. So I believe that's something to look into also.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to play devil's advocate. You want better roads, you want clean water, and you want lower taxes. But somehow or other, it's all got to get paid for. Are there parts of the city budget that you think could be trimmed in order to put more money into streets?
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to see the city budget to answer your question. I would be more than happy to look if I could get that type of information.
But, okay.
At this point in time, I don't have that information.
Okay. So would you call yourself a fiscal conservative? Are you a progressive? How would you label yourself? You know, we all have to have a label nowadays. We can't just be a good guy that lives in the Third Ward. We have to have a label. How would you think you would approach problems that confront? Because you'll vote for things for the entire city. I mean, a Third Ward alderman doesn't just represent the Third Ward. They have to get along well with everybody else. And that has been a problem recently among the Republican members of the city council. So how do you think you'll fare on that effort?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Most people that know me know that I own my own business. I am a home inspector here in Quincy, Illinois. So I get to meet several people. Honesty and integrity is the key on both ends of this, I believe.
Okay, don't lie to the people. Don't tell them you can do something if you can't.
Yes, ma'am.
But work for to try mm-hmm. to do what they will do. Sometimes the there's always a clash. You know, you got to get along with the 5th Ward and the 6th Ward and the 1st mm-hmm. Ward, and that you know your neighbors don't always have the same kind of priorities. You mentioned streets. You mentioned trying to lower the water and sewer tax or payment. They just passed a bill that will increase sewer wastewater treatment costs by 2.5% a year. So that's probably not going to happen, but you know, you can give it a good try. The streets are always a problematic thing. People hear a lot about streets.
Absolutely.
But, you know, again, how would you propose funding? Are you in favor of the sales tax on food and beverage? Do you think the hospitality tax on our hotels? I mean, there's all kinds of revenue, sales taxes, property taxes. Is there any tax base that you would consider increasing to get more money?
I am in favor of the food and...
The food and beverage tax, you would continue
ma'am.
That?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that would be something you would be in favor of.
Yes, ma'am.
One of the things that's going to happen in the coming year or two is the state of Illinois is taking the grocery sales tax off. Now, this was a great thing. Tony, you'll appreciate this. The governor says, I'm going to lift this tax. I'm going to help the poor, downtrodden people of Illinois by lifting this tax. Unfortunately, the state sends that right back to the city. So he's lifting a tax and taking it from the city, and the city's going, well, we need that $1 million. That's always problematic. Speak on behalf of your friend here, because you know, as an elected official yourself, you can have all the want list you want, but you got to have a revenue stream.
Correct. And the governor's going to do what he wants. Okay, he has the power to take that tax away. He's going to do it. But he puts that burden back on the local communities. So they have to increase their taxes just to break even.
Well, I guess that's my question, Tim. Would you be willing to vote in favor of reenactment of a 1% tax on groceries if that tax, well, that tax will be taken away by the state of Illinois? Would you be in favor of reinstating it as a city tax?
I would say looking in, if that's what needs to be done, and working with my constituents, you know, to go over what needed to be done. I think if it was needed to be an increase, then yes, I would be in favor for it. If it was not, if we all agreed, if I'm elected, then I would vote that way too.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard for me to sit here and say, would you do this and would you do that? Because, you know, these things are all very hypothetical. The same way as, you know, I've been covering city council now for a very long time, and everybody wants better streets, but finding the money for better streets is always just one of those problematic things. So the interest is there. But what I'm hearing from you, if I can just reiterate, is to you, you're going to work with the other aldermen to find consensus on all these revenue issues. Everybody wants better streets. It's not a fight. Nobody says, no, I want worse streets.
Yes.
But where you really... think where you really are hitting it, why you were wanting to run, is because of a lack of communication with the current existing alderman.
Correct.
Right. So you want to open up lines of communication and really be there for constituents.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, early voting actually starts today. A four-way Republican primary for third ward alderman. My gosh, you could win with, I mean... You could win with 500 votes, I guess. It's not a large group of people that live in the third ward. It's only 1/7 of the city, and
Correct.
It's only how many of those 3/4 that identify as Republicans and will vote in the primary. So I guess I'll give you the last word. Tell them to come and vote for you. It's early voting. They could do it today if they wanted.
Absolutely. Again, I've lived in this ward all my life, basically. I would appreciate your vote. I've enjoyed raising my family in this ward. It's a great place to grow up and live currently. That's why I'm running to help preserve this part of it. And if I can do anything for you, I've been going door to door here lately, but the snow and the cold has put a hamper on it. So I'm hoping being on Mary's show here helped me get my name out, too. But I will be around to see you as best I can here. And if elected, I look forward to seeing you through the rest of the campaign.
Okay. I'm not a member of the third ward, so I don't have a dog in the fight, folks. But if you want to be on the Mary Griffith show, you should have called me 4 weeks ago. But that's okay. If you still want to call me today, I'll try to squeeze you in. Tim Lohmeyer, thank you for stopping by today. Tony, thank you.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Third Ward member. I thought, well, what's he going to talk about? He's certainly not going to talk about a need for the Sheriff's Department. Third Ward can't help him with that, but I'm glad to know that you're a good citizen of the city of Quincy. And we'll be back to do it tomorrow with Chuck and Jack Freiberg.